Good evening, everyone. Hello, everybody. It's good to see you tonight. Glad that you're here. It's going to have a great family worship night tonight. We've got a lot of exciting things to let you see and be part of. For right now, let's all stand and have a word of prayer together. Then we'll be started with the youth choir. Let's all stand and pray. Heavenly Father, God, I want to thank you for this evening, for the privilege we have to come and just to worship you, dear Lord, in a host of different ways. I pray, dear God, that all this worship would be acceptable in your sight, dear God, that would be pleasing to you, and it'd be encouraging to the hearts of the people that are here. Bless each one, dear God. I pray also that that does their part tonight. I pray that you would just give them a calm heart and a steady voice and steady hands as they do the things that you've called them to do and given them to do. We thank you and praise you now in Christ's name. Amen. Now, go ahead and be seated, please, and then we're going to have the youth choir come up first. For mine.
His robes for mine.
Amen. Thank you for that. It's a great way to start. His robes for mine. The work that was done on the cross and salvation is amazing in every way. Now we're going to have the Farmer family sing a special for us, Oh, How I Love Jesus. Amen. Thank you for that. All right. Imagine being Joshua when God said, I want you to go out and march around that city a bunch of times, but don't do anything. Just march around it. To have been there and seen that would have been amazing. If you were one of the soldiers, you might have been thinking, why are we just marching around in the hot sun and all of our gear? Well, Joshua fought that battle of Jericho, and right now Wesley Tucker's going to come and play that song for us on the piano. Amen. One of the things I enjoy about this family worship night is we get to see future accompanists and musicians and singers in their early, we knew them when they were young. That's exciting. So exciting. All right. Now imagine that. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 says, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. Christ certainly came out of the trip to the cross with scars. And we're going to have the Beck family come and sing a song called By the Mark. They'll know Jesus by the marks he has, his scars. Amen. Thank you so much for that. Now we're going to be privileged with hearing from Mr. Alan Hadley. Alan has the smallest violin in the world. And he's going to come and play a couple of songs for us.
I did sign up for Schulten and Blood, but isn't listed. So yeah, I'm going to do Schulten and Blood first. Happy birthday.
Amen. right. Great job. Great job, Alan. You can play Happy Birthday at my next birthday party, all right? That'd be great.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, you can go sit right behind your mom there at the piano, and now we're going to listen to Tess. Tess is going to play You Are My Sunshine. Amen. Thank you so much for that, Tess. That was beautiful. Now we're going to have a special number. Brother Mark Finkbeiner signed up to do a devotional. I thought, Mark, 5 minutes a thing? How are we going to do that? He says, I promise I'll keep it to 5 minutes. And Mark, he's been practicing and he's ready to do it. He's got a good message for us tonight.
Yeah, this will be intermission or variety. So since I have to do it in 5 minutes, I wrote it all out. Okay, so how do you know when God is speaking to you? And you got lots of people chattering at you, giving you conflicting ideas, mainly biased chatter or interference. You want God to speak to you, then read His Word. If you want to hear God speak to you out loud, then read His Word out loud. Ever gone through difficult times wondering what God wants you to do, but you had to endure all this conflicting chatter, people telling you, well, you can't do this, but you better do that, and blah, 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 you know, and it's all really based on popular opinion or tradition. People claiming that they have some special message from God that they're going to tell you. Well, in 1 Timothy 2:5 it says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." So if I want to find out what God wants, I just go to God. But those things that the Bible is silent about, God does not lead by a template for everyone that must follow. And He does not operate by a flow chart. What is interference? Well, when I read interference, what that is, I thought, well, that'll preach. That'll give a good devotional. So here's what interference is. Interference occurs when unwanted radio frequency signals disrupt the use of your television, radio, or cordless telephone. Interference may prevent reception altogether. Well, we want to receive God's Word. We don't want that reception interrupted. And Satan and people can do that. I remember the days when you had an actual analog radio dial to flip through the stations. And you had to fine-tune that dial because other stations were trying to interfere. And you only wanted to hear one station, not several at the same time, called interference. Remember, interference prevents reception. Okay, so here we have two tuning forks. And they are both at 440 hertz. I know that probably doesn't say much to you, but they're the same frequency. But I'm going to change the frequency on one of these tuning forks, and we're going to see what that sounds like. Whoop. Now you're hearing this, that's not good, okay? So they're not at the same frequency, all right? So if I tune it so the both of them are on the same frequency, you can hear, whoops, I touched it. Now you can hear it. I didn't even have to touch that one. So this is like your radio station. This is your radio, or this is God speaking to you right here. But you don't want Satan coming in here and him speaking and getting you all out of whack, okay? So in the Garden of Eden, Eve thought she was just listening to nature when the serpent was telling her that it was okay to eat the forbidden fruit. Radical environmentalists are still doing the same thing today. They think they are listening to nature, but they are really, they're listening to Satan. In other words, a lot of interference. Job went through the hardest trial of any mortal in human history. Satan got into the mind of Job's wife and interfered and told Job to curse God and die. That's called interference. Job's three friends came to sit with Job for 7 days and seven nights, and they did three things that were right. The first thing they did is they came to see him. The second thing they did is they sympathized with him. They empathized with him. The third thing they did that was really smart, they shut their mouths. They didn't say a thing. They were doing good. By not adding conflict or interference in what God was doing. When they began to speak, claiming that God was speaking through them is when they messed up. They even said some things that were true, but they were still wrong because they applied it to the wrong person. Satan thought he could get Job to admit that he had sinned because they were trying to convince him that the reason why he lost his wealth and health is because he sinned. But when they opened their mouths thinking that their much speaking was going to solve things without knowing the finer details of Job's background, they got in the way. They were not on the same frequency with God, creating interference between God and Job. And so, see, this is what it's like. So here's God trying to speak to you, and people get in the way. So you have all this conflicting. Sounds terrible, okay? So in 1 Kings 19:12, it says, "And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. So God is always trying to talk to us in a still, small voice. But Satan gets in there, and he starts making all this weird noise, and you can't sift through it. You know, lots of conflict, lots of interference. So the next time you don't know what to do, just remember, human advice is only an opinion. If it's not laid out in Scripture, so get on God's frequency and quit listening to all the chatter and interference. Okay, I'm done.
Amen. You know, Brother Mark, if you got enough of these tuning forks, you could actually do a song with tuning forks.
I'm not very musically inclined.
All right, thank you for that. All right, appreciate that, Mark. Now we're going to have the Lateau brothers doing a piano-guitar duet for us. One of the key lines in that song is, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Bless the Lord. In Titus 2, 11 and 12, it says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." How many of you are thankful for God's grace? God's unmerited favor, His beautiful grace. We're going to have a special now by Allie Boffman. She's going to play Amazing Grace. Amen. Thank you for that. Now we're going to have a dual family song by the Umplebees and the Thompsons. So come on up, you guys, and they're going to be singing Are You Washed in the Blood? Great song. Thank you. How many of you wanted to sing along or were singing along? Quietly, yeah? Amen. All right. Now we're going to have a father, son, son trio. The Slizzes are going to come up and sing for us.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for that. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What a great, great song. Now Karen's going to come and sing for us. Karen's singing a song called Had It Not Been.
You know what is a real blessing? When I first saw those two, they were about this big. And I was so excited because we went to see them and two little twins laying there looking just alike. And I just think to myself right now, how precious that time has been and this family being in our lives. That's really what it's all about. So.
Amen. Thank you for that, Karen. It's so true. You know, when you stay at a church, you get to see people grow up. I mean, I knew Stacy when she was a Latin, when she was a teenage Latin. And people knew me when I was 21 years old. That's how old I was when I started coming here. And this year I'll be 63. We've watched so many people come young and have children, and those children grow up. The Hilliard family, we watched all of those kids, and Thompsons and so many others, the Slizzes, so many, the Latos, met Justin and his sister first in youth group, and then there was, of course, all the Warner girls. Just, it's a privilege to put down roots and stay someplace. No place is perfect. No place is perfect. But by staying, we become invested as a family for the Lord and with each other. And it's a beautiful thing when that happens. We live in a day and age when people switch churches a lot, and they don't know what they're missing. By seeing people grow in the Lord, people struggle like you struggled, and then see victory and actually know people's life stories. That's a real blessing. And I'm just, I'm honored and so thankful that God brought us here and has kept us here, and I hope he does the same for you. Now we're going to have Audrey Boffman's going to play Jesus Loves Me. Amen. Thank you for that. In Mark chapter 4, Jesus and others are crossing the Sea of Galilee when a great storm comes upon them. In Mark 4, 37 through 39, it reads, "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat unto the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, saying unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." Imagine being that, just seeing him just stop everything in a moment. Amazing. Now Don Williams and Cheryl Sams are going to come and do a duet called Master, the Tempest is Raging.
The words are pretty terrific.
Thank you.
Amen. How many of you knew that Don played the clarinet? Two of you. Three. Praise God. Thank you. Now we all know. They're still I don't think so. That was beautiful. Thank you for both of you that. Now we're going to have the Boffman family doing a song, Christ the Moment, or Cherish the Moment, excuse me.
Read my book from my back. Mommy, listen to my prayer. Let me sit in your lap. Daddy, fly me through the air. Throw a ball, make a snack. Can we go to the park? Take me in, hold me, Paul.
Amen. What a great song, and what a great effort as well. That was so wonderful. Cherish the moments. Boy, is life not a vapor? Goes fast, doesn't it? You blink and you're a year older, and then you start blinking twice and you're 10 years older. It's amazing. Now we're going to have a real special to close out the specials tonight. Hannah Sliz is going to come and play a piece on the cello. It's called Elegy, and her mother, Young Me, is going to accompany her. And after that, we'll sing a congregational song together.
Thank you.
come in. Thank you so much for that. You know, that music actually made me think of the time from the Garden of Gethsemane until the tomb. Dramatic, so full of passion and emotion and just so many things. Praise God he rose from the dead, amen? So glad that he did. There's so many things in our life that would not be the same if he had not risen. And because of that, there is victory. Praise God for that. Let's all stand together and turn to 353, and we'll close the night by singing Victory in Jesus.
I heard an old, old story, how the Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning and his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
Stanza three, we'll do the chorus a cappella. Just get it started.
I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory.
Sing it out now.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
All God's people said, amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father God, thank you so much. Lord, you are such a wonderful God. You created a world, Lord, and even in this midst of the curse, it's got so many beautiful and fascinating things. God, you have given us abilities and talents and the actual opportunity to know you as our Savior. God, you heap blessings upon us. And you give us truth. And you show us grace. I pray, Lord, that you would just help us to live for you, to shine as lights and to savor like salt, dear Lord, in this world, that we might see people come to know you as their Lord and Savior as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much.